Shabbat shalom, everyone. First time using this pulpit mic. Y'all bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for the privilege of gathering together on your Sabbath day, your weekly feast. Father, I pray that you guide my words, that your will be done and spoken through me, and that everything that is of me, that is just of my human nature, that it fall aside unnoticed, Father, and that you shine through this message, Father. I give you thanks, I give you praise, and we all love you so much. In Yahshua's perfect name, Aliyah. So, you may have noticed the change of scenery. I'm going to bloviate just a little bit about this. It's only part of the way done. I'm sure you probably noticed we got like some plastic on the back wall. We got sound panels over here, but not sound panels over there. They don't have any doors. So there's a lot of things that still need to be done. This all kind of happened very quickly, and we needed to make the transition into this building before we could really finish the project, and so we kind of had to hop in, even though it's not quite ready yet. And it's going to continually improve. Like, you hear that little buzz? That's going to go away. Things like that will go away with time. We're hoping we can get the AC units to be a little quieter, things like that. But overall, the quality is going to continually improve over the next several weeks as we tweak and hone things down and get things better. This is a whole new experience. And I'm privileged to be able to be the first one to give a sermon in this building. So praise Yahweh. I'm thrilled with that. And I wanted to talk about meekness, because I think we have a wrong idea about what meekness is. And when you hear the word meek, what comes to mind? Maybe someone unassuming, someone gentle or kind. And often we picture meek individuals as someone quiet, staying in the background, avoiding conflict, or maybe even seeming weak in some way. Scripture tells us in Matthew 5:5, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." So if the meek inherit the earth, it seems obvious that we got to be meek. I want my slice of that pie. I know you all do too, right? So, but what is meek? What does it mean to be meek? Do we all just need to go sit down in a corner and be quiet forever? Like, is that what meekness means? Sometimes. Merriam-Webster defines meekness in the following way: enduring injury with patience and without resentment. Mild. Example, a meek child dominated by his brothers. Deficient in spirit and courage, or submissive. Not violent or strong or moderate. So if you thought of terms like kind, gentle, or submissive, you'd be correct. However, equating meekness with weakness, that would be a mistake, especially when you take it in a biblical sense. Titus chapter 3, verse 2 states, "To speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men." In Scripture, meek does not mean weak or timid. Often it's the opposite. Instead, it reflects humility, gentleness, and a submission to Yahweh's will, embodying strength under control. And that's the key: strength under control. Meekness is not the absence of power, but the ability to restrain power, avoiding harm. Imagine you've seen anybody ever seen the Budweiser Clydesdales? Massive animals, but they're led around by the rider with just a little stirrup, little bridle, little things like that. If that horse wanted to get away, it could go. It could go wherever it wanted to, and there's nothing anybody could do to stop it. Or a powerful, like a war horse, They'd ride these things into battle. And it was, and the rider was able to issue commands and the horse was submissive to it. Meekness is holding your tongue when you're tempted to lash out, submitting to Yahweh's will, and humbly accepting correction to align with his purpose. It's about wielding power with patience and kindness rather than aggression and selfishness. Meekness is far from weakness. Meekness is a positive quality that balances strength with compassion. There's a couple examples in the scripture that I want to talk about. I don't have slides for them. Believe it or not, I did not have a lot of time. I've lived in this room for the last month. Anyway, in Numbers chapter 12, verse 3, we read that Moses being described as very meek. Now, would you describe Moses as weak? I would not. I could not imagine the stress that man bore on his shoulders every day. Moses displayed incredible strength and unbelievable endurance, yet he exercised restraint almost all the time. And I believe he embodied just about one of the best examples that we could hope to achieve in meekness. Likewise, Yeshua described himself as meek and lowly in heart in Matthew 11:29. No weak person could have accomplished what Yeshua did. He held immense power and authority, but he chose to restrain himself. And why did he do that? Because it was his Father's will. Yeshua perfectly demonstrated meekness. A meekness where weakness could play no part. True meekness is the opposite of weakness. I believe that this should illustrate this well. I have a few examples here. A weak person will lose their temper very quickly. Anybody know somebody with a quick temper where they just, at the drop of a hat, at the slightest inconvenience, they just lose it. And their whole day is derailed. They can't get nothing done because they're fuming over something. Somebody shortchanged them a nickel and they just can't let it go. It's a personal grievance that they just can't let go of. So a weak person will lose their temper quickly. A meek person, on the other hand, controls power and strength. And I would argue, displays long-suffering. You have to, if you want to be truly meek, you can't assume the worst of everybody. If somebody is irritating you, you cannot assume they're doing it because they hate you or because they are who they are or whatever. A weak person will speak recklessly when frustrated. Again, they all kind of bleed into each other. You know, you get angry, you get hot, you pop off and say something you probably don't mean. But a meek person will hold their tongue to prevent harm and discord. A weak person lacks patience with others. And a meek person practices long-suffering. And a weak person cannot submit to Yahweh's will due to pride. And a meek person recognizes shortcomings and humbles themselves before Yahweh. We've all known a lot of people in our walk. We've known a lot of people out in the world. Coworkers, acquaintances, people you just meet on the street. And pride and anger and the tongue combined really, really takes a lot of work to overcome those things. But if you practice a meek lifestyle, it takes time. It's something you have to practice. You have to practice being meek. And it is not the weak that will inherit the earth. It is the meek. It is those who show the greatest strength. Think about that. It is not the weak. It's the strongest among us that will inherit the earth. Not physically strong. It doesn't hurt to be physically strong. That's a great thing. It's those who show the ability to live harmoniously with their brother, not through violence, not through anger, not through lashing out. It's completely different. You can get a similar result. You can tell somebody to do something in a loving way, and they'll do it for you. They'll be happy. Or you can just be a jerk and come down on them. They'll still do it. They just won't be happy about it. And a lot of times it's easier to be the latter, just to be a jerk. But someone who is meek doesn't want discord. They don't want strife. You ever see those lakes that look like glass and there's no disturbance, right? That's what a meek person desires. They don't want to make waves. They still have a job to do. They want to get it done, but they do it in such a way that doesn't cause discord. And it allows, and a meek person will always try to show mercy, kindness, gentleness, patience, and love. It's all part of the fruits of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22 states, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." Gentleness is meekness in some of the older translations. "Against such there is no law." That is a very interesting little thing right there at the end. "Against such things there is no law." When you bear the fruits of the Spirit, including meekness, no bounds are placed on you. Living in meekness and with the other fruits of the Spirit means your actions align with Yahweh's law and His will, and you're free from scrutiny. You are inherently in His will if you are bearing these things. That's what He wants us to do. If you ever ask yourself, "I don't know what Yahweh wants for me. I don't know what He's doing in my life. It doesn't make sense. I need an answer. I need to know what to do next." And you're confused, maybe a little lost, and you're not sure where you're going in your life, look at these traits listed here. Implement these things in your life, and I promise you, things will become much, much clearer to you. I promise you that will happen. Let's look over at Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 3. "Seek ye Yahweh, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought His judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of Yahweh's anger." So, you know, remember how I said sometimes being meek is someone sitting over in the corner not making a ruckus? Well, if you can practice meekness and show mercy and grace to those who might not deserve it, or maybe they don't deserve anything, they're just someone you have just happened upon, and you treat them with meekness rather than arrogance or anger or whatever, by sparing wrath and discord on these people, in the day of judgment, in the day of Yahweh's anger, Yahweh will remember that. And that wrath will pass over you as well. And that's something that's important. If you allow your wrath to pass over someone else, or if you bear the wrath of somebody without lashing back, that's a very important thing. Yahweh will bless you for that. And if, I don't want to say Yahweh forbid, but if that day comes and you're alive and you lived a life of mercy and you bore that weight, that burden that other people put on you, and you bore it gracefully with love and with kindness, He will do the same to you. He says so right here. And by practicing meekness now, controlling yourself, and showing gentleness to those who don't deserve it, frankly, and exercising patience with those who continually test you, and by holding back wrath, when Yahweh pours that judgment out, you may be hidden from that anger that will sweep over it. And I remember years ago, back when Elder Pete Vaca was still alive, I was piddling around at another ministry up north, up at Rocheport, Missouri. And I was doing something. I had to go find a certain tool. I think it was a hammer. I needed to go find it. And we were doing a project and they needed a hammer, so I went down to go find it. And I looked. It's a hammer. It's pretty identifiable. You should be able to find it pretty easy, especially in a tool shed. I couldn't find this thing. And I looked and I looked and I looked and I looked. And it was hanging right in front of me. And Pete's like, "It's right there." He's like, "What are you looking for?" I was like, "Looking for a hammer." He's like, "That hammer?" It was like right there. And he said it so nonchalant, I don't think he even meant anything by it. He says, "I pray when Yahweh's wrath is poured out on the earth, where the hammer? I pray we're hidden from plain sight. And I really believe that when things are going bad, if you live a life of meekness, you'll be the hammer. Yahweh will move you and remove you from the sight of those people. Over in Matthew 11, in verses 28 through 30, we read, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So we're all to be meek as the Messiah himself was meek. We are to walk as he walked. He walked meekly, right? And we come to him heavy laden. And rather than strive with our own yoke of bondage, which is sin, like it is our nature to do, we can't help ourselves. What's the scripture say? The things I should do, I don't do, and the things I don't want to do, I do. Man, if that is not truth, I don't know what is. We are to take on the yoke of Messiah and do as he did. Many of us, so many of us, come to him weighed down with guilt and shame and sin. And he, being meek and lowly of heart, is able to bear that burden. All of us. Everyone. Ever. It's an incredible thing. Think about the last time you had a friend or family. Who it is doesn't really matter. But they come and they just trauma dump on you. Everything. All the grief, all the frustration, and just the bitterness, and they just dump it all on your shoulders. You're an ear, and they just chew it off, right? And they just dump it all on your lap. Now imagine that every day. And imagine that with every single person that you've ever met. All the time. Forever. That's an incredible amount of just strength that Yeshua has shown. He's able to bear that burden that everyone comes with. Some people's burdens are lighter than others. And Yahweh bless those people who have a light burden. Praise Yahweh for those people. But to those who are suffering, Yeshua is the ultimate example of meekness. And he's ready to take on that extra burden for you. He shoulders the weight of our burden that we bring him, and he does so gladly. And again, this requires great strength and self-control. And once you're underneath Yeshua's yoke, once you shrug off your yoke and you put on his, it makes so much more sense. It makes so much sense to do what he asked you to do. The Jameson Fawcett Brown commentary beautifully captures this, in my opinion. The meaning of Matthew 11, verse 30. It says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This is a matchless paradox. Even among the profound maxims of our Master that he delights in, the rest the soul finds under Yeshua's wing makes every yoke easy and every burden light. I really like that. When we practice meekness in life, as we walk as Yeshua did, when someone frustrates us, we take it. We bear it, we forgive them, we move on, whatever. Once you start walking in that, you're anchored in the promise of Yeshua for something far greater. It's like, yeah, I could snap back, but I've got my mind set on the prize down the road. It becomes the obvious choice. It makes perfect sense. Meekness, makes it easier to restrain a wagging tongue, to quench fiery anger, to bear annoyances with grace and with patience, and to show mercy to those who haven't earned it. While meekness brings blessings in this life, of course, I believe it does, we strive for meekness with our eyes on the kingdom. We bear this world's burdens now with mercy, with grace, with kindness, with love, with patience, all of those things. We do that now so that that yoke that we bear in the future is so much lighter. And it'll be just a wonderful time. It'll be a wonderful thing. We strive for this with our eyes on what's to come. Just as Yeshua bore our burdens, not for blessings in this life, but to share eternity with Yahweh's people. We too are called to live meekly for that same eternal promise. So let's explore some ways to cultivate some meekness in our lives. I have a few things listed here, each with a scripture that I felt was appropriate. And if you can think of one that's better for the point I list, let me know. I feel like you can really dig into the scripture and find anything for anything. It's awesome. So feel free to write these down and revisit them later. After all, the screen is much bigger, so you should be able to see it a little easier. All those poor people with the bad eyes, and they're squinting at that tiny... Now, that's not easy right now. That's not so great. Little bitty screen back there. And I got my glasses on, and it's like, ooh. But this, praise Yahweh, make it a little easier. So slide number one. Trust in Yahweh. Recognize your dependence. Off rip, that's the first thing we have to do. Meekness is rooted in acknowledging your need for Yahweh's strength and guidance. John 15:5, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Okay, so if we are hoping to bear any of the fruit we had talked about, the first thing we have to acknowledge is the vine and our reliance on it. If after that, that initial first step, you can begin bearing fruit. Commit your way to him. Roll your problems and your concerns onto Yahweh, trusting that he is able to sustain and guide you. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. And be still and wait. Practice quietness and patience, waiting for Yahweh's work in your life. Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am Yahweh Elohim. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth. So in these things, trusting in Yahweh is step number one. Acknowledging him, acknowledging Yeshua, acknowledging their roles in their life. At that point, you can start building a foundation of faith and, in turn, meekness. Number two, cultivate humility. So after you've come to know Yahweh, after you've come to know Yeshua, you've come to accept him as your Messiah, as the Savior and ruler in your life, it's important to cultivate humility. So you've taken that step in faith. You're a part of the body of Yeshua, right? You're grafted onto that vine. What do you do now? Humble yourself before Yahweh. Recognize your limitations and his authority. Humble yourself before Yahweh and he will exalt you. And I think that this is important because as you go along in this walk, some people, not all, again, everybody bears various burdens. Some people find it easier to, they lose that humble edge that they might have when they didn't know anything. They start to know a few things. They start to learn a few things, maybe dip their toes in a little bit of Hebrew, and all of a sudden, I've got it figured out. And I don't need you or you or you or anybody to teach me, much less correct me. So humble yourself before Yahweh. Be teachable and open to correction. Embrace learning from others and be willing to adjust your perspective. Proverbs 12, verse 1. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge. But he who hates reproof is stupid. The Bible sometimes is pretty flowery with its language. This is as black and white as it gets. This is as simple as it can get. And I think it's for a reason. I don't condone calling people names. I really don't. However, it is what it is. It says it, not me. Serve others. You know, Passover is a perfect example of this. We come together, we share in the emblems, we share in the story, we remember what Yeshua did for us, what he went through for us, and we wash each other's feet. That is such a powerful thing. And imagine the look on people's face if in the world, you know, somebody invites you over for a dinner party. Say, hey, I'd like to wash your feet. They'd be like, okay. Maybe it's time for you to go. It's so strange. The idea of humbling yourself to that level is so foreign to most people that they wouldn't know how to act. And yet, this is something we do every year as a reminder. And after a while, it's just like, it's weird when you see it not being done. You know, some groups do things differently. But I think that that's something that's it's very important to serve others. And meekness is often expressed through acts of service and putting the needs of others before your own. Galatians 5:13, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love." So we have a freedom. We have a freedom. We've taken Yeshua's yoke on ourselves, and we have that freedom from sin. We have that freedom from the guilt, from the shame, from the weight. We've taken that. We've rolled our cares onto Yahweh. But that does not mean you live for the flesh. Now you live to serve others. You live to bring them to the fold. You live to bring other people, attach them to the vine. And then the fruit is exponentially multiplied. It grows and it grows and it grows. Next, we have practice self-control. And I can't get over it. That's great. Restrain your reactions. Choose gentleness, humility, and patience over anger and impulsiveness. James 1:19-20. "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that Elohim desires." Yahweh does not need you to be mad on his behalf. Believe me, he's got it covered. He doesn't need you to be upset for him. He doesn't need you to go out there and be the fist of vengeance for anything. He doesn't. The battle's his. Restrain your reactions. If somebody comes at you, they come at you hard, they come at you for no reason, they're nasty, they're negative, you need to be able to bear those burdens in meekness. Resist the temptation to exert power. Meekness involves choosing to act with restraint, even when you could dominate. Now, for most people, I would say for most people, this isn't that big of an issue. But I've seen people and I've known people that come into, frankly, just a modicum, a little bit of power, and it goes directly to their head. And the next thing you know, they're just beating people down over nothing. They could be the chief executive of trash bags, and they would make it their life's mission to make everybody around them miserable because they need to know that they're the CEO of trash bags. That's the most important thing. 1 Peter 5:2-3. "Shepherd the flock of Elohim among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but voluntarily, according to the will of Elohim, and not for sordid gain, but with eagerness, nor yet as lording it over those allotted to your charge, but proving to be examples to the flock." So this specifically is speaking to the shepherds. This is speaking to those who maybe have some sort of position of authority within the body, an ordained office or something like that. And we've all known people that have taken it too far. There are places that have suffered and still suffer to this day because a heavy-handed leader has taken out his frustrations or his pride on his people. It's sad, but it happens all the time. There wouldn't be warnings in Scripture if it wasn't something that could happen. And lastly in this part here is forgive others. Extend grace and forgiveness to those who have wronged you. Matthew 6:14-15. "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." Part of being meek is to be able to take grief from somebody and forgive them for it. They don't deserve it. They don't earn it. But we don't deserve it. We haven't earned it. There's nothing we can do to be righteous. But we're to emulate Yeshua. He is meek and lowly of heart, and we are to be the exact same way. How can we possibly expect him to do what he promised us he would do If we're not willing to do that on a microscopic level, I mean, it's nothing compared to what he's doing for us. You can't forgive the neighbor for parking a little bit on your grass. It's like, are you kidding? You're going to get bent out of shape over that? Somebody did wronged you in some way? Somebody took a candy bar off your desk at work and you can't let it go? You're going to go complain about it? It will never work out for you. It will never work out for you. You can't assume the worst of the people around you. It will make it nearly impossible to live in meekness if you assume the worst of those around you. Assume they didn't know any better. Assume they thought that whatever they did was okay, or they didn't know any better. And then if you find out that they did do it for the wrong reasons, it doesn't matter. Forgive them anyway. Restrain your reactions. Resist the temptation to exert power and forgive them. The last one, focus on Messiah. Meekness is a characteristic of Yeshua, and striving to emulate his humility and gentleness is key. 1 John 2:6 says, whoever claims to live in him must live as he did. You know, we talk about how important it is to go out and tell people why we believe what we believe and why a lot of people need to be course corrected in their faith. There's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of bad information out there. And again, part of operating in meekness is assuming that they're not doing these things wrong because they hate the truth. It's simply not true. A lot of them don't know. They might get defensive. They might resist. And that's fine. But you need to plant the seed in meekness. How can you claim to be an emissary of Yeshua if you bite the head off of anybody that comes to you in even just slightly off kilter? I would argue you're doing more harm than good. You're actively keeping people from the kingdom behaving that way. And draw strength from him. Seek his guidance and his power to help you grow in meekness. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. A lot of people think that means I can go lift up a house. I can go hold my breath forever because I believe. I think this means you can behave meekly. You can take on those burdens. You can bear the burden of the world around you, of wicked, nasty people, people that are ill, they don't mean well, or maybe they just are ignorant. It doesn't matter. You can do those things through him because you're walking as he did. Meekness is not a passive or a weak trait. It is a strength that comes from Yahweh, and it is expressed through gentleness, humility, and trust in his will. By focusing on these principles and seeking Yahweh's help, you can cultivate a more meek and gentle spirit. Especially if you work in like a, if you work in an environment where you're close to people, like a lot of people all the time. It's a sad world we live in when the response is to just blow somebody off who needs help, or if somebody trips up and does something wrong, it's to just run them, rake them through the coals. And if we practice meekness now, that is strength that is bound and submitted, we will one day rule and reign with Yahweh in his kingdom as his children. And remember, don't be a weak person. You cannot be both meek and weak. You cannot do it. You have to pick one. Will you be weak? Will you be somebody who loses their temper at the drop of a hat? Somebody who spouts off recklessly when you're frustrated? Lacks patience? That's the one. That's why I suffer from. I struggle sometimes with patience. It's so hard. I fight it every day. And will you refuse to submit to Yahweh's will due to pride? Will you wash the feet of somebody who wronged you and you know they're going to mock you for it? Are you going to offer to be that humble to them? Now, I don't mean actually wash their feet. I suppose you could. It'd be an interesting reaction. But I mean to humble yourself and to really just expose yourself as vulnerable to somebody. Will you be willing to do that? Or will you control your power and strength? Will you hold your tongue to prevent harm and discord? Will you practice long-suffering, and will you recognize your shortcomings and humble yourself before Yahweh? I pray it's the latter. I really do. 1 Peter 3, 14 through 16. I'm wrapping up. But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled, but in your hearts honor Messiah, the Master, as holy, as always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for the reason for the hope that you have in you. Yet do it with meekness. That's gentleness there in that translation, but meekness and respect. Having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Messiah may be put to shame. You know, not everybody you show meekness to is going to turn around. They're not going to do an about face. They might. They might see you take it in stride, and maybe that will inspire them. You might plant the seed, and that would be good. But if you want to walk in meekness, you cannot walk in weakness. You have to control your strength in ways that are frankly the opposite of what human nature is. Human nature would dictate, drop that hammer. Get loud, get proud, storm off in a huff when you don't get your way. Get mad and hurt somebody while doing it. Any television show, nobody, oh man, you want to sell a billion tickets to a movie, make a good revenge story, right? People will go buy it, they'll watch it. Yeah, they like to see people get what's coming to them. But as Yahweh's people, we can't be that way. The battle's Yahweh's. To be truly meek is to be willing to proclaim the salvation of Yahweh with humility and gentleness and not prideful bragging. When those in opposition slander us falsely, it should mean nothing to the one who is meek in spirit. Of course, they hated him first, right? As the false slander will be put back on those who spoke it, and they will be put to shame. Yahweh does not need our help exacting justice on these people. He doesn't need our help. Frankly, we'd probably just mess it up. Honestly. To me, truly meek is a show of strength like Moses, patience like Job, love like Yahshua. It is to bear the weight of other people's burdens even when you have no obligation to do so. To be truly meek is to have a heart after Yahweh's will beating in your chest. To be truly meek means to inherit the earth. So I pray that Yahweh blesses you. We are making progress. We got like boxes. It's crazy. We have boxes and chairs everywhere. And it's going to get better. And we had to make that jump. I pray that you have patience with us. And those online, if there's audio problems, whatever, we're trying to get everything worked out. It's a completely different system. We don't have a single person downstairs. Praise Yahweh. They're all actually up here. Hallelujah. And that was one of the goals, was to get that done. And so I pray that this new building is a blessing to the body, that it edifies those who enter it, and that Yahweh is lifted high by his people. So Yahweh bless you. Shalom.